Miss the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Cork's new Red FM.
Another tough test, and to be honest, just we have to start winning again, really. We haven't won in a few games now, and just start winning matches, really. That's what it's all about for us now, whoever we're going to be playing. Longford's a tough test. They're still probably don't think they're properly safe yet. So they'll be coming down to, I'd imagine, try and get a result, really. So tough, but concentrating ourselves, and we need to start winning again, really, and no better place than at home.
What was the feeling like in the squad last week with your draw, kind of handing the league title to Dundalk?
Very disappointing, I think. I think we just don't seem to be getting across the line at the minute. We're not scoring as many goals as we'd like to score across the whole team. No place in particular. None of us are really scoring enough. So I think that's probably our biggest problem at the minute. But like you say, I think as much as probably the league was probably a good bit off for us even before the other night, it's disappointing when it actually is mathematically certain that we can't win the league, and for it to be so comfortable for them probably makes it a little bit more difficult to take.
But a second place finish this year, a cup final appearance, second place last year, shows that the progression of the club and how solid a footing it's now on.
Yeah, I think definitely. I think I said it a few times. I think it's where the club wants to go. We want to be challenging every year after year. But like you said, I think it's the next step now that we need to make, and that means winning trophies to probably take the club to that next level above where we are at the minute.
And in the next couple of weeks, there's cup final places up for grabs, so every game is vital for fellas wanting to impress John.
Yeah, definitely. I think the old cliches we were speaking about already, you take one game at a time, don't think about a cup final, but that's definitely the case. I think John said it from the off that he's going to give every player the opportunity to state their claim to get in the team, and it's a decent squad, so everyone probably fancies their chances of getting into that team. And like you say, you want to be probably in the team so he can't drop you at any stage from now towards the end of the season. So that's what you have, what we probably have to look at now towards the last four league games, that we have to win as many games as you can and cement your place in that team. So John doesn't knock on your door the night before the cup final and tell you not playing, which would probably it's gonna happen to a few of us. So like I say, it's the if you're in the team playing well, don't give the manager an excuse to drop you.
How have you found your own midfield role?
Grand, yeah. I've not really played it as much as people probably think. I think I've only played a few away games. That seems to be at Bray all the time, and a couple of times at Derry. I haven't really played many other times, but no, I enjoy it. I think I'm lucky that I've got two lads in me. I don't think I could play in a 4-4-2, as you say, but if I've got a couple of lads who can run around probably for me, I'm all right.
Dan, just on that, Cork has the best defensive record in the league, right? We're second highest goal scorers in the league, and yet Dundalk are 13 points ahead of us. It's a fairly substantial lead. Looking ahead to next season, how do you kind of go about climbing into that? It's a big league, apparently.
It's more galling that you talk about how easy they've arguably won it with four games still to play. So that's massively disappointing. Our part, like you say, we pride ourselves on the clean sheets and keep not conceding many goals. And like you say, we've second top goal scorers. And you could arguably say we probably not scored enough goals, I'd imagine, over the course of the year. Like a lot of the games that have been 0-0, 1-0, you just need the odd goal in that. Sometimes you have a freak like Richie Tell scoring 26 goals or whatever from midfield. That very rarely happens. If you have a player who can do that for you, you're not going to be far off mass at all. Like if we could find one of them, or one of the lads can score like the 20 plus goals, we definitely won't be far away. Like I said, I think there's been different stages of the year where you could, when you sit down at the end of the season, you look back at and say, probably there was a few draws right at the start when we should have won, should have beat Pats away, Shamrock Rovers away, them sort of teams. Then probably everyone will go back to when we lost to Limerick at home and then Rovers that weekend probably killed us. And like I say, for the probably the last few weeks, I don't think we've been playing too badly, but it's been a case that we haven't really got the goals that we've needed to win matches, like 0-0 at home to Derry. I'd say we've still been there today trying to score a goal, and similar up in Drogheda the other night. I think sometimes, like, it was sometimes not probably Nolte has been best goalkeeper in the league for 2 years, so very rarely happens. So he's dug us out of a hole a lot of times, so it was up to us to dig him out for this game, and we couldn't do it. So I think we probably would have still been there today trying to nick a goal, but it wasn't to be. So that's definitely something I think the manager will want to work on, is probably, like you say, is scoring a few more goals, even saying that we've scored a lot of goals this season probably compared to last year.
Just one question on the cup final. How many cup finals are you playing? This
one
be your fourth or fifth?
No, this will be my third one if I play.
Yeah,
for Cork. I missed one through injury for Cork City, so for Shamrock Rovers. So it'll only be my third one. If luckily, touch wood, I'd be alright. It'd be my first time playing at the Aviva, so that'd be a great experience and something to look forward to. But like we said, Noel, we're not thinking about the cup final yet. next game, Noel.
I think, to be fair, you know, I think we knew Dundalk were going to win the league anyway, yeah. And you know, we actually fancied them to win in Rovers, to be honest with you. So I suppose from our point of view, we made a few changes on Friday night. Gave away a soft goal, equalised, had lots of possession, had four or five good chances, just haven't not taken our chances at the moment. So so from that point of view, it was disappointing because we did create quite a few. But you know, we roll on to this week, Longford, again a game, you know, another tough game. They're battling at the bottom, and they probably need a couple of points. So obviously we expect them to sit back and try and hit us on the counter, and you know, it's up to us to see this week, can we take our chances? I'm sure we'll create some.
Yeah, I know the cup final's on the horizon and you won't want to go past Friday, yeah. But there's places up for grabs for that cup final team, so players have a few games left to impress you and get on the pitch.
Absolutely, there are players come back from injury as well, and that's what's important. So it's just really over the next couple of weeks, making sure fellas get game time, keep the sharpness up, and keep pushing each other. And I suppose the lads probably knew that after Friday night it wasn't happy, and you know, we've had very good training sessions this week, and you know, the intensity has been good, and you can see there's you know, a good vibe out there. So it's important for the lads just to keep pushing each other, and it's important for me to make sure that I keep on top of the lads. So you know, that's why I think, you know, I'm expecting a good performance on Friday night.
Yeah, and Longford, never an easy game. It's a big game for them as well.
Well, it's big. It's great because I suppose the way the bottom of the table has gone, but you know, even though they're fourth, fifth from the bottom, you know, they're still not safe the way the table is going at the moment. So they probably need a few more points just to be sure. You know, I think they'll be okay because I think Tony has assembled a good side, and they're I think they're well capable of staying up. But at the same time, they probably need a few more results. But from our point of view, we're at home. It's our second last home game, and you know, hopefully just the crowd will come out in force, and you know, we want to box off second position, and there's an opportunity to pull away from Rovers on Friday night. So you know, we're aiming to do that.
How are injuries heading into the game?
Colin Healy's back training, but he won't make the weekend. Obviously, John Cavan is out, and Mark is probably out as well. Danny, who missed last week, should come back into contention, we're hoping. And other than that, most of the other guys, Ross Skinner suspended, but most of the other guys are okay.
There's two other suspensions, John, for Patson on Monday.
Yeah.
Danny,
Liam and Dan, yeah.
Sorry, yeah. With injuries and suspensions, you have an opportunity to give fellas, yeah, players a run, like.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And, yeah, it's, yeah, from that point of view, we knew that our discipline record all year has been phenomenal. And you know, you're coming to the last couple of games, and you're picking up a few lads who have picked up five bookings through, you know, over 40 matches or 30 matches, which is phenomenal. You know, so you know, so we have a few suspensions come up, but it gives opportunities for the other lads coming in, and obviously we have to make changes because of that. So it's good, you know. And
there's 12 points to play for, and you've said like you want to win as many of the remaining 40 games as you can.
Yeah,
you want to get into the cup final.
Yeah, if you can. You know, that's what you want to do. But the most important thing is that we probably need 9 to be sure for second position, you know. But at the same time, you know, we have 2 home games, 2 away games. A game on Friday and Monday is tough going, but the only good thing about it, we have guys coming back from injury, which has helped us and given us more choice, and that's what we need.
How do you see the Dundalk league match panning out? I mean, it's 2 weeks before the Cup final.
I have no idea.
Neither team are going to give too much away. Like, would there be some of the under-19s promoted up to play in that, or...? Obviously, that other bench guys will play.
Very hard to tell, because we have two matches the weekend. If, you know, playing Friday and playing Monday. So it's, you know, two games in 4 days, which is always tough going. So, you know, we'll assess the situation after those two games.
And Alan Smith will have to kind of get a look in at one of those matches as well.
Will he?
Before the Cup final.
I don't know.
You take a risk not playing the goalkeeper.
No,
I just get the reserve keeper on and get him 90 minutes before.
Well, no, you're telling me how to pick the team and who to pick and whatever. And I'm saying, to be fair to the guys, like, and I don't want to be common because they watch, you know, it's important. At the same time, you know, we have 4 games to go. You know, we made a few changes last week. You know, there will be changes this week because of suspensions. There will be changes Monday because of suspensions. And you know, we'll rotate and see what's best and what's the best team on the night that we feel can get the result. You know, so, you know, in an ideal world, would you like to bring in under 19s? You would. But at the moment, like, you've players come back from injury, 3 or 4 who are bursting to get playing, and I need to get any game time. And, so, you know, as I said, between now and the end, it would be ideal if we can give all the players game time. But, yeah, you know, you might have one plan in your head, and then all of a sudden, you know, as I said, next Monday, you end up with 2 guys out suspended, so you're going to have to make changes. You know, so, that's where it's at.
Carl Shepherd was still considering these needs of 4th yellow card, but if he gets a 5th, he won't keep him out to the final.
The way bookings have worked is that there's an amnesty that you don't carry a booking into the Cup final unless you're sent off. So obviously,
but like, any booking yellow card in the next 4 games won't hit him out of the final.
No. It affected
a red card in the last match against.
Correct. Boas. Correct. Yeah. Well, I suppose it's a scenario where, one time obviously you got a booking, it carried into Cup final, which was ridiculous. Now it carries over to the start of the next season, which is still ridiculous, but that's the way it is. But you know, in a Cup final, obviously the most important thing is guys don't get sent off the week before the Cup final.
Miss the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Cork's new Red FM.